As the offering's being collected, I'm going to invite up four of our high school students, and you guys can make your way up right now. They are all young ladies, as you will discover quickly enough. Our youth mission trip was, I think, all females in Blaine. Is that right? All right. So, and Kate and Stacy Gaskin and several other students joined you guys. This is McKenna and Taylor and KK and Claire, as most of you know. And I'm going to ask them some questions and we'll see how this goes. Okay, so first of all, thank you for coming up here and joining us. And we are excited to hear what you guys did. Just pretend that we don't know anything at all. Tell us where you went, some things that you did, who went, just all, like nuts and bolts. Just tell us basics.
Okay, well, we went to Tuba City, Arizona, and we worked at the Navajo Reservation there. We stayed with Eric and Tracy Key at their church, the Tuba City Church of Christ, for a week, and it was nine of us four, then Chloe, Mary Lee, Hannah, Mallory, and Mackenzie. We went there for a week, and it was us, but we also worked with the youth groups from Oregon. It was just great.
Good. Thank you. If she mentioned your name, you went on the trip, and you're here, raise your hand, too, so we can see that you're here. Okay, good. Great. Very good. All right. So you guys worked with the Navajo. Tell me about the Navajo people and your experience just learning about them, interacting with them, and maybe especially, what's been their receptivity to the church and the gospel and the church work that's being done there? Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, well, first you have to understand the historical experience of the Navajo people with missionaries. Most places where we go, we as missionaries are accepted as people who bring help and healing, but that's not the case with many of the Navajo. Their first experiences with missionaries were very negative and terrifying. A dispute happened about whether or not the Native Americans had souls. After consulting with the Pope, they decided that they did. So they decided it was okay to, they decided to baptize them before slaughtering them. In later years, children were taken from their homes with the help of the government and sent to boarding schools run by missionaries. The parents who objected or tried to fight back were then either killed or had a foot cut off, and many of the families never saw their children again. The boarding school had very just harsh treatment. The children were put into ill-fitting clothing. They made them cut their hair, which is against many of their religious beliefs, and they forced them to abandon their culture. They would even severely punish them for speaking their own language. The Navajo did not have the same resistance to all of the European diseases, so many of them, after coming to the boarding school, died from sickness. The major reforms of the boarding school didn't happen until the late 70s, and they were then allowed to reincorporate all of their traditions and use their language in their teachings. You can see why many of the Navajo were very hesitant to accept anything from Christians or missionaries. So we, as Christians and Americans, have to work on healing history, rebuilding relationships, and focusing on the two greatest commands. We must go in with humility, love, compassion, and understanding.
Thank you. That's a little intimidating. You may not have known some of those things specifically when you got there and you thought, all right, you know, we're coming, we're going to be helpful and encouraging, and then you find out this backstory that, okay, wow, we're not just starting, like, we're not starting on first base, we're starting, like, in the dugout here, trying to just maybe even just establish some sort of credibility that we mean well, and that we're here as representatives of God's love, and maybe even in a sense that we want to demonstrate very quickly that we are not like some of the experiences that your people have had in the past. Okay, well, thank you. This other question, tell us now about some of the work that you did. So you worked with the Navajo people. That's a little background. What all did you guys do? Just tell us a little bit about some of the activities you did.
So one of the first things we did was a big group of us went to the boarding school down the street, which was kind of a big deal because it's taken Eric and Tracy a really long time to establish a relationship with the boarding school because of what Taylor had explained earlier. So that was pretty cool for us, and so we did a lot of work there. We pulled weeds, a lot of weeds, in front of the school and make it look nicer, and then we helped the teachers, like, set up their classrooms for the school year, and so that was really cool. And then a smaller group of us went to the Deep Res, which is the deeper part of the reservation, and they painted houses for the people, so that was cool for them. And then we also did a wood haul, so we basically went out to this wooded area where the fire department had cut down some trees and cut them into logs so that way we could pick them up and put them in a Penske truck and bring it back to the Hogan Church. And so basically with the wood hauls, we're helping out two groups of people. You're helping out the fire department because they're out there cutting down trees to thin out the forest because of the high risk of forest fires. And then we're also helping the people in the community because the Hogan Church will sell the wood for a really cheap price, which is really good for them because they all have really low income and all of them still use wood fire to heat their homes and cook their food. We also did a couple vacation Bible schools, which was really neat, and it was a lot of fun to establish relationships with the kids. So we all split up into groups, and so we had a group doing snacks and a group doing crafts and worship and story time. So that was really cool to be able to see all the kids and interact with them. And then we went back to the boarding school another day. We had a movie night one night where, like, everyone from the community came to the church, and we all kind of, like, set up in the parking lot, and some of us teenagers played volleyball with the kids, which is so funny because the kids just were so happy to be falling over each other trying to hit the ball. So that was really, really fun. And we got to feed the people there. So, yeah, we just had a really good time.
Good. Well, tell me then, so, and Claire, tell me if I'm stepping on anything you're about to tell us, but are you going to talk about why did you guys end up going to Arizona? Because I know, are you going to talk about that?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So we had pretty high expectations for this trip because we tried to go several different places, like all over the world, and all of those fell through. We tried to go to Honduras and Nicaragua, and we even talked about Italy for a little while, and all of those fell through for us to end up at this Navajo reservation. And so it was very clear that God had his hand in us ending up there. And so we had very high expectations. And if I'm being honest, a lot of us were a little frustrated for a good part of the trip because we all wanted to do more. We felt like we weren't doing enough and we wanted to keep serving and we wanted to keep helping out the community and the reservation. And it was a little frustrating for us because we felt like we weren't doing enough. And so on this trip, we learned that we really learned to, like, trust in God and that your plan for your life, like, it's God's plan is so much greater than anything that you can even begin to comprehend. And so if you look at life trying to follow your own plan and you have these expectations, most of the time life is going to fall short. And so we all learned that you just have to put your trust in God, that he's got it under control, and it's not up to you to decide whether you're doing enough or if what you're doing is significant. That's God's job, and as long as you're doing his work and you're following his plan, then it is enough.
So. Well said. I heard some of the stories. They got to sit in on the youth group, small group time on Sunday night and just hear some of the experiences and just to hear, like, there were moments where you thought, okay, when we go to Honduras or we go to these other places, we get to do this kind of work, and there's sort of a straight line between, like, my effort and how it helps someone and what God has in mind for me to learn from this. But here, that some of that was unclear for a while, and it was discouraging or frustrating, and so, but it just puts you guys in a posture of just saying, okay, God, we are open. You just use us the way you want us to be used. And I think for me, that was probably the major takeaway. I mean, obviously, we're grateful, and I know that Eric and Tracy and the church there, that they're all grateful for all the actual work that you did, but I'm grateful for that one lesson that you bring home. I think that's something that you guys are going to carry with you from this trip, among all the other things, that just this question, what does God have for me to do here in this moment? And I really feel like that's a good question for all of us to wrestle with as we think about what they've shared and as we think about their experience. That for us, that's a great question to go into this afternoon and tomorrow and next week and the months to come. Why does God have me right here at this moment? And what does he want from me? And what do I do with that? Thank you for your example. Thank you for sharing. I wish that we had way more time, but there's this really like ego-driven preacher guy that's got to get up here in a couple minutes and take some time. And so I know everybody would much rather hear more from you guys. I just want to encourage you. Raise your hand again if you went. I just want to encourage you, members of the congregation, if you're here today, just find one of these people with their hands up or one of these young ladies up here on the stage and just ask them more about their experience. I know they'd love to tell you more stories and more things that they learned. But help me express our gratitude as a church family to them for wearing the name of Christ and the name of South Baton Rouge Church of Christ well and representing God and his kingdom well. Let's thank them for their time and